I'm Ryan Tweedy. I'm the director and producer of Through These Gates. And we are showing it, the film tonight, at the Midwest Theater in Scottsbluff. And we would like you to come see it.
I'm David Max with HuskerMax.com, and I've been working with Ryan for the last almost 2 years now as he's been putting this film together, and we've set up screenings all over the state of Nebraska and probably about 20 different states.
Really? So I guess first off, tell us a little bit about the film for those of you who haven't heard about it yet.
Okay, well, the film is about what it – basically, we set it up in the beginning that – I kind of went out on a journey to find out, you know, to answer the question, what does it mean to be a Cornhusker? And it started out very surface, you know, very like football, football, football. But then as the process kind of went along, we learned that it's really, football is sort of almost like a byproduct of it. We love football. I mean, obviously I'm a huge fan, just like I'm sure you are, and I know Davis. But then what we noticed was it started to become about more about the family and the community and the love of the state and where you're from and this pride of being Nebraskan. And one of our few ways to show that is by almost just screaming about how much you love the Huskers. Like, that's, it's almost like you're saying, I love Nebraska, but what you're really saying is, go Big Red. Like, that's what it is. And so that's kind of where we took it. And we asked every possible question we could think of, and then the most intriguing stuff we got, we put together in 86 minutes.
So I guess as far as you said, we're showing this not only in Nebraska, but other places as well. How did that all come about?
Well, when we first started setting up the screenings, we had intended on just doing it in different cities across Nebraska, because we figured, you know, there's plenty of cities where we could do it. And we kept getting inquiries. First inquiry from out of state, I think, came from Ohio, and then Florida, and then Arizona, and
Oregon.
And so we changed our philosophy and said, well, you know, let's schedule some of these in some of these outlying areas. And so the first ones that we're doing out of state is Arizona during the open weekend at the end of September. You know, so we're and the way that to make it worthwhile for everybody is we try to get several in a row on a trip. So we're doing Phoenix and Tucson on that weekend. And then the other open weekend, in 3 days, we're going to do Seattle, Portland, and San Jose, or San Francisco. And then come back on Monday and do another screening in Omaha. So we're very hopeful that that the airlines don't lay us over in Denver some overnight. Yeah. like happened to me yesterday.
Yeah.
So how many screenings have you had so far for this?
So far, yeah. We've had one in San Clemente, California. And it went, I mean, I think it went, I'm biased. I'm super biased. And so I think it went amazing.
Well, he got a standing ovation. So I think that's about as good as it can get. And, you know, the neat thing about these is that they're all set up as a fundraiser for each different organization in each city. So in San Clemente, it was the Californians for Nebraska alumni chapter. And we ended up raising almost $1,600 towards their scholarship fund. And in Scott's Bluff, it's the nonprofit is actually the Midwest Theater, well, which is a nonprofit organization, and mm-hmm. So we're helping keep that going. And you know, in Sydney, we're doing it with the Boy Scouts. In Alliance, we're doing it with the for the women's basketball team. And in Kearney, we're doing it with the Rotary Club at the Knights of Columbus Hall. So our goal is to raise $100,000 for different booster clubs and nonprofits related to Nebraska all over the country by the time we get to Thanksgiving, and I think we'll hit it.
Yeah.
And so how did it all come about? Where did the big idea to do this come from?
Well, it's so, I mean, I'm from Lincoln, which I think that's always important to say, is that I'm from Lincoln, and so that's where it came from, was just kind of growing up being a Husker, and then all of a sudden, you know, I left for Chicago, I left for L.A., and everywhere I would go, people would make fun of me because I just cared so much. I got a job at a sports bar in Chicago on Saturdays so I could watch the games for free, because this is back when it was pay-per-view only. And so I got a job that I started the week before football season, and I quit after the last game. I just wanted to, I mean, and I would sit, like, I was useless. I was the worst employee they had, because I would just sit there and watch the Husker game. And people, they just couldn't believe how much I, you know, I cared about it. And I'd you know, be walking down the street and I'd see someone, I'd be wearing a Husker hat and someone would run across the street and go, Big Red, in LA. I mean, it's crazy. And so there's that. And then also when I was working on a documentary in India with a friend of mine named Hashar Darvich, who was doing a documentary about the Dalai Lama, and we were interviewing this nun. She was a Buddhist nun, and she lived in the Himalayan mountains in a cave for almost a decade by herself, and grew her own and just meditated all the time, and grew her own vegetables, and did all this stuff. Right? Didn't really have any contact with the outside world, and then she had this epiphany that she needed to start a nunnery. So we were interviewing her about that. And after the interview, she said, where are you from? And I go, I'm from Nebraska. And she goes, oh, the Cornhuskers? And I was like, yeah, the Cornhuskers. That's crazy. And apparently her secretary was from Omaha. And so I sat and talked to their secretary for a little bit. And the director of that film, Hashar, was like, that's crazy that, one, that she knew that's how she identified you, even after there's no reason she should know that, but that's still the way. He thought that was crazy. And then the thing that really he thought was interesting was the fact that we never met, me and that the secretary from Omaha never met, but we were buddies. We had a connection, and it was only because of the state of Nebraska. And he said that that's, you know, to me, it might not seem that weird because that's just how I was raised. That's how I was grown. Anywhere I go, if you have a Husker hat on, we're friends. We're cool. We'll always be cool. But he said that's not how it is where he's from or where in LA or where most people are from. And he was like, we should explore that. And we just started spitballing ideas, and we came up with this idea for the movie, which originally was entitled Skurs, which is a horrible name for a movie. And my buddy Nick Ayersman named it and came up with the name Through These Gates. And then we were like, oh, that's exactly what it is. And so that's where it all came from.
And did it really come together the way you thought it would?
No, absolutely not. Like, it was one of those things where I was like, okay, we'll just start talking to fans, and we'll get a bunch of football stuff, and everybody will say how much they love Tommy Frazier, and they'll talk about Schlesinger Up the Middle Twice, and, you know, and the Man, Woman, and Child, and all that stuff. And it did not happen that way. I'd ask about football. I would say, you know, what's your favorite Husker memory? And then they would say, oh, I was watching the game with my dad, and it was the last game we ever watched together, and this happened. Or I was driving to the stadium, and I got a flat tire, and a bunch of Huskers, and I'm from Colorado, and I was all in Colorado Buffalo gear, and a bunch of Huskers pulled over to the side of the road, picked up my car, and helped me change my tire. Like, that's the kind of stuff. And it was like, and that, to me, that is what, that encapsulates what a Husker is. I mean, it sounds so cheesy, but it's a lifestyle. It's a culture. We're very proud of who we are, and we're very kind. We're very, and whatever that is, maybe if all of a sudden we turned into LA and there was 8 million people here or 20 million people here, that might change. But for now, there's only 1.8 million people here, and we're pretty cool. And it's nice.
And has the response been what you expected? Because everything that I've read and everything, everybody's really excited about it. Has it been what you thought it would be?
It's been so much more than I thought it would be. And a lot of that's thanks to Dave. I mean, Dave's done a lot to help me promote it on his website and HuskerMax.com and all that stuff. So I thought I would get, you know, I knew people would like it. I mean, I'm saying nice things about the Huskers. You know, I mean, why would they not like that? But I didn't realize, in a million years, I never thought that I'd get a standing ovation or that we would have 78 screenings in 20 states. Like, I never, that kind of stuff blows my mind. I still, every day I wake up and I get a new email from somebody saying something awesome. And it's super cool. That's overwhelming. Super overwhelming, but it's great.
And as far as Husker Max is concerned, can you tell me a little bit about your involvement, I guess, with promoting the film and what it's been like?
Well, I have the audience, you know, and during the season, there's, 400,000 different Husker fans that come to the website every month and from all over the world. I mean, Husker fans are famous for winning all the contests, you know, like vote for the ESPN poll or this or that, the other, and we always win. You know,
we have the smallest population, which is crazy.
And that's kind of goes with it. But the thing about the film is that Husker fans will see themselves in the film. That's, oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, they identify with it. they do identify with it, and I think that's kind of a key. And when we got all these requests from Ohio and Florida and wherever, you know, we kept saying, "Well, I don't know if we can afford to do that." And then we decided, "Well, we can't afford not to."
Yeah, it's just one of those things where I think that there's been a lot of stuff made about the Huskers that were made by other people that weren't Nebraskans. You know, like there's a book out, and I'm sure the book's great. I'm not knocking the book. I'm sure the book is wonderful. But the guy that wrote it wasn't from Nebraska. You know, I'm from Nebraska. Dave's from Nebraska. The cameramen were from Nebraska. The guy that wrote the theme song was from Nebraska. The photographer is from Russia, but she's my fiance, so she knows a lot about Nebraska. You know, all the people we interviewed are either from Nebraska or lived in Nebraska or played for Nebraska. So it's not just about us, but it's by us. And I think that is what makes it stand out sometimes from some of the other stuff, from the ESPN stuff they do, where it's some guy in New York City that, you know, read something on some forum about the Huskers and then wrote an article or made a 2-minute video or whatever. I think that's what sets us apart.
I don't really know if I have any more questions.
Do
you guys have anything you
want to
add?
Well, we just are looking forward to going across the state and across the country and meeting Husker fans wherever we go, and it's going to be fun, you know, because Ryan, there's a lot of places that we're going to that Ryan and I, neither one of them, never been to before, and
we get to go to every game.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, you know, my dad bought season tickets when they built the South End Zone in 1964, and we still have those same tickets. But there have been years when I've gone to every single home game, but I've never gone to every single home and away game. And the last time I did something like that was when I was a graduate student at Indiana University as a student athletic trainer, and Lee Corso was a football coach. And I went to every home and away Indiana game, but our record that year, I think, was 1-9. So
oh, that's rough.
We're looking for a better record this year.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, man.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for doing this.
No problem. Thank you.